in the limelight.
The day will indeed dawn when not just the Golan Heights, but all of Palestine will be liberated by the sons of the soil. No matter what crimes the Zionists continue to commit through air raids on Syria or the violation of the sanctity of Islam's third holiest site, the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Beit al-Muqaddas, a city which the Western media wrongly calls Jerusalem. Dear listeners, what you heard was part of an article written by Kayhan International staff writer. This article is published under the heading, Israeli Regime Scared to Death of Imminent Liberation of Golan. Stay tuned for more. The elected government in Damascus is steadily liberating the areas occupied by a variety of terrorists, ranging from the macabrely murderous Takfiris in Idlib in the north to the equally bloodthirsty Americans and their clients in the oil-rich Deir ez-Zor region in the east, or for that matter, the Turkish army, which without any violation has crossed the common border into Syria. As the liberating process continues slowly but surely, President Bashar al-Assad hasn't lost sight of the strategic American-occupied Atanf Triangle, where the borders of three countries, including Syria, Jordan, and Iraq, meet and through which the crucial M2 Damascus-Baghdad highway passes. At the same time, Syria is determined to regain control one day of the southern part of the Golan Heights from the racist Zionist entity, which occupied it in 1967 and later, in violation of the UN Charter, has illegally annexed it. This has unnerved the Israeli regime, as is evident by the recent remarks of the new terrorist at the helm of affairs in Tel Aviv, Naftali Bennett, who is trying to double the illegally settled small Jewish population of the Golan, whose majority is still made up of Druze Arabs, all still holding Syrian citizenship. He has threatened to change the face of the Golan Heights by adding that he will quadruple the Jewish population there by settling Zionists coming to Palestine from other parts of the world. Bennett, as usual, blamed the Islamic Republic of Iran for helping the Syrian government wipe out the Takfiri terrorists and liberate over 70% of the occupied parts of the country. He fears that the day is not far when Islamic Iran, as the beating heart of the axis of resistance, will provide the necessary assistance to Syria to liberate the Golan Heights, whose annexure no world country except for the criminal regime of the previous US President Donald Trump has recognized. The fake regime of Israel is living on borrowed time. The day will indeed dawn when not just the Golan Heights, but all of Palestine will be liberated by the sons of the soil, no matter what crimes the Zionists continue to commit through air raids in Syria or the violation of the sanctity of Islam's third holiest site, the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Beit al-Muqaddas, a city which the Western media wrongly calls Jerusalem. Of course, whether or not the Israelis double or quadruple the number of the illegally settled Jews in the Golan or increase their occupation forces and weapons, they will not be able to change the identity and destiny of these strategic Syrian heights. It is only a matter of time and a day the government, the army, and the people of Syria decide to push into the southern occupied parts of Golan. No Zionist army or mercenary forces from the US and Europe will be able to stop them. It is earnestly hoped that before it is too late, the United Nations will persuade the Israeli regime to return the occupied parts of the Golan Heights to Syria. If not, there is no other option to liberate it except through armed confrontation that will not stop at the foothills but will spread all the way to Tel Aviv, Haifa, and Beit al-Muqaddas.